Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, June 8th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. A former American president had an impact on missions. Christians put out a prayer alert for Egypt. And an international mission agency will hold a dedication service for its new director this weekend. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Millions of people around the world are mourning the passing of former American President Ronald Reagan. Mission leaders say God used Reagan to positively affect evangelism. American evangelist Sammy Tippett, arrested twice in the former Soviet Union for preaching the gospel, says God used Reagan to answer his prayer to bring down the wall of communism.
When President Reagan made that famous statement in Berlin, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall," that statement had a tremendous ripple effect that actually eventually brought down that wall.
Tippett says that allowed him to go into the former Soviet Union to hold gospel meetings where many came to Christ. He believes Reagan's policies helped inspire more evangelistic thinking.
They saw this, quote, evil empire that was surrounded by this iron curtain that we called it, and we saw that come crumbling down. It incited prayer movements for other areas of the world and other people groups.
Next, the president of the Egyptian Baptist Union urges prayer for a local church. The Baptist World Alliance reports one church was suddenly closed by police for no apparent reason, repeating a similar situation that was resolved a few years ago. The El Antara Gaharb Church is one of 12 churches in the small union that has approximately 1,800 members. Church leaders ask prayer for wisdom to handle this sensitive situation and for the doors of the church to open freely once again. You're listening to Mission Network News. India's new coalition government is in place and the new parliament is now in session. Christians have a sense of excitement as they continue reaching out with the gospel. Speaking from India's Tamil Nadu state, HBI Global Partners' Bobby Gupta says he's optimistic.
This coalition is a government that is more receptive to allowing people to actually practice their religion. The previous government was promising that they would make India a very strong Hindu nation. But with this new change in our government, this is going to give great opportunity for us.
Gupta is still cautious, but believes their ministry goals will be achieved.
Our goal in our movement is to actually plant 10,000 churches by the year 2015. But our vision and goal for the nation is to mobilize 200,000 pastors who would plant 5 churches each so that we would have 1 million churches in India.
Elsewhere, India's new government pledges economic reforms that will benefit the poor. It's good news for Christian mission agencies. Ramabai Mukti Mission's David Scott says the harassment of the past came as the result of a nationalist movement. He expects the days ahead will be better under a secular government.
We'll have the freedom to be able to do things in the area of outreach, in the area of rescuing children and the poor, and more freedom to talk about Christ without feeling that we're going to get in trouble. That still very well may happen because it depends on who is locally there. But I know our staff have felt quite restricted by what's been going on.
Scott says their team is optimistic.
We need to pray that we'll have wisdom in what we're doing, and timing, I think, is important. We also need the prayers of people, as Jesus told us to pray in Matthew 9, that the Lord of the harvest would raise forth laborers. Could this be harvest time in India? It could very well be.
And this coming Sunday, June 13th, SIM will celebrate new leadership. A dedication service will be held for Malcolm McGregor, the new SIM International Director in Fort Mill, South Carolina. Training national leaders and empowering churches and mission initiatives are high priorities. Amidst the confusing and complex changes in the world, McGregor hopes to lead SIM to be a church-planting movement and a mission-planting movement. Please join them in prayer as they commit to the service of the Great Commission. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.